It's the Sound Kitchen.
Mmm, yummy.
It's the Sound Kitchen.
Ooh, that sounds delicious.
You're listening to the Sound Kitchen.
Yummy.
And Susan Owensby's cooking.
Bienvenue and welcome to the Sound Kitchen, where you never know what you'll be served. I'm Susan Owensby. It's Saturday, the 22nd of April, the 112th day of the year in the Gregorian calendar.
Hail, hail, the gang's all here. We're all friends together in all kinds of weather. Hail, hail, the gang's all here. We can have a lot of fun.
Gaily ring as our happy song we sing.
Let's everybody sing.
Hail, hail, the gang's all here. We're all friends together in all kinds of weather. Hail, hail, the gang's all here. We can have a lot of fun.
That's right, the gang's all here. Erwan is back from the country. We're glad you're back, Erwan. And the ever faithful Sweet Fitz, also known as Michael Fitzpatrick, is right here beside me.
And pleased, as always, to be here.
And he's ready to mix in your delicious Sound Kitchen ingredients. Your answers to the bonus questions on the Listener's Corner. So don't touch that dial.
Hello there. This is Sunil Dhingana in Kathmandu, Nepal, and you're listening to Sound of Kitchen with Susan Owensby on Radio Fans International.
Are you ready? I do hope so.
And so do I, because it's time to get that quiz out of the oven. On the 25th of March, I asked you a question about an article by RFI English correspondent Ryan Truscott, Sparrow-sized bat confirmed as Mozambique's newest mammal. It's been named the Namuli horseshoe bat after its principal habitat, Mount Namuli, which is Mozambique's second highest peak. But the funny-looking guy does live in places other than Mount Namuli. And that was the question. Aside from Mount Namuli, where else have the horseshoe bats been spotted? Michael, what's the answer?
Well, to quote from Ryan Truscott's article, they've been found on the Naika Plateau, which is in northern Malawi, and also in southern Tanzania. By the way, they're called horseshoe bats because of the horseshoe-shaped structures on their faces, which they use for echolocating or sending out sound waves. And that, of course, is to help them navigate and catch flying insects. They are, as we said in the intro, roughly the size of sparrows. Well, in addition to the quiz question, there was, as usual, our bonus question. And this week it's, what good work have you done in the past week? And it was suggested by Jayantha Chakrabarty, who's from New Delhi in India. You'll hear the answers later in the Listener's Corner, so do stay with us.
The winners of this week's quiz are RFI Listener's Club member Karuna Kantapal from West Bengal, India. Karuna Kantapal is also the winner of this week's bonus question, what good work have you done in the past week? Here's what Karuna wrote. It is summer here and too hot, up to 42 degrees during the day. Many people are walking to work in this heat and they ask for drinking water for their children. I give them cold bottles of water. Many of them say, Uncle, you have saved us. May God bless you. That's a very simple and very good thing you've done, Karuna. I'm reminded of the late listener Pramod Maheshwari, who once told me, just as small drops of water fill a pitcher, small works of kindness can change the world. Congratulations, Karuna. I was quite moved reading about the good things all of you have done recently. What a blessing to be in contact with so many good people. Okay, back to the quiz winners. There's Sultan Mahmoud, who's the president of the Shetu RFI Listeners Club in Naugaon, Bangladesh, who has done a great thing for his village. Stay tuned. You'll hear about it on the Listener's Corner. And there's Ferhat Bezazel from Weskikta, Algeria. Ferhat is the president of the RFI Butterflies Club in Kachera. There are RFI Listener's Club members Ranjit Darnal from Gandiki, Nepal. And last but not least, Sagar Mia from Kishoreganj, Bangladesh, who's also the president of the Let's Go on the Right Path and Tell the Truth Radio Listener Club. Congratulations to this week's winners, and thanks to each and every one of you who wrote in. Olya Horton has been out and about taking in the sights at Paris's museums. She recently visited the Musée Carnavalet, which is the principal history of Paris museum. She went to see an exhibit by Philippe Starck and wrote about it for us in her article, Designer Philippe Starck Shakes Up Paris Icons in Playful Exhibition. The name of his exhibit is Paris Pataphysics. What does pataphysics mean? I must admit, I'd never heard of it before. And you, Michael?
It's complicated stuff, somewhere on the scale between metaphysics and nuclear physics. What do I know? I feel like quoting Woody Allen's father in the movie Radio Days. He says, when asked a similarly technical question, "What? I don't even know how the light switch works."
Good old Woody Allen, always good for a quick one. Well, it's quite appealing to me because it's nutty. I love to laugh, although I imagine it could also make you cry, depending on where you go with it. So, what is pataphysics, everyone? Reread Olya's article, Designer Philippe Starck Shakes Up Paris Icons in Playful Exhibition, and write to us with the definition of pataphysics. You'll find Olya's article on the Sound Kitchen page on our website, rfienglish.com, as well as on the Sound Kitchen and Club's Facebook pages. Michael, what's this week's bonus question?
This week's poser was suggested by Muhammad Salim Akhtar, who is president of the RFI Seven Stars Radio Listeners Club, which is in District Chiniot in Pakistan. And his question to you and all of us is, what is the one piece of advice you would like to give to humanity at large? Don't rush into anything. Don't despair. Remember to look for beauty. What is the one piece of advice you would like to give your fellow human beings? And thanks, Salim, for the question. Remember, we're always happy to hear your ideas for future bonus questions, so do send them right on in.
My advice to my fellow bipeds, don't neglect your friendships. Friends are so important. We can get so busy with our everyday tasks, which ultimately aren't really that important, and we think we just don't have time for a good chat with a good friend. So what if you don't get all the ironing done? Who had ever died from a wrinkled shirt? As we say in Texas, friends are the brothers and sisters you choose. I would also tell everyone to laugh as much as possible. Sweet Fitz, what about you?
Well, I'm good for the laughter. I think that's certainly important. But I would politely suggest that humanity at large should try and be, well, a bit more humane.
That's a good one. You have until the 29th of May to get your answers in. Be sure to tune in on the 3rd of June to hear if your answer wins a prize. As always, be sure you include your postal address with your postal code. And don't forget to let me know if you are a Miss, a Ms., a Mrs., or a Mr. I don't want to get it wrong.
Send your quiz answers to english.service@rfi.fr. That's english.service@rfi.fr. You can also text your answer to the Sound Kitchen mobile phone. Dial +336 31 12 9682. That's +336 31 12 9682. Always include your postal mailing address and, if you have one, your RFI Club membership number.
This is the Sound Kitchen and Susan Owensby's cooking.
And now, more from and about you. It's time for the Listener's Corner. Take it away, Michael.
Today, you'll hear the answers to the bonus question, what good work have you done in the past week? And that question was suggested by RFI Listener's Club member Jayanta Chakrabarty from New Delhi in India. Sultan Mahmood has been really busy. Listen to what he writes. I live in a small village, about 1,000 people. We have water problems. There are 5 ponds, but they dry up, and it's very hard for everyone. I decided to solve this problem. I went around the village and collected donations to form a fund. Then we dug a deep well, and that solved the water problem. I saw heavenly smiles on the faces of the villagers. If this is good work, then I completed this good work last week. Well, yes, indeed, Sultan. We think that definitely fits the definition of good work. Well done. Saidul Islam gave his motorcycle to his grandson. Rabea Begum cooked for her entire family. And Raihan Ali offered his mother some of the things she was wishing for. Shahanaj Parvansati got in touch with an old friend she hadn't seen for 9 years. She spent the entire day with him and his family, she writes. And Wahid Nobi remembered his friend and family too. He writes that he congratulated all via Facebook on their birthdays. Nemichand Gadvir writes, last week I taught my little daughter, her name is Arkhana, she's in class 1, about environmental protection. I told her about the importance of trees and plants, that they give us oxygen, as well as fruits and vegetables. I told her never to harm trees or plants. Radhakrishna Pillai communed with nature last week too. He planted an organic vegetable garden.
Shahan Owaz Parvin Ripa is a poultry farmer. She wrote, I have 650 hens and cocks. Last week, I gave 25 hens and cocks to the poor people in my village as a gift. I've decided I will give more and regularly. My request to all listeners and the Sound Kitchen team, please pray for good works. We will, Shahanoz. Salim Akhtar is happy. He helped the poor and needy people in his village with food and with money. I understand you, my brother. It is great to receive a present, but giving is what really makes one happy, or most of us anyway. Mohammed Aksan knows how to make Erwan, Michael, and me happy. This is what he wrote. I am once again answering the quizzes from my favorite program, RFI's Sound Kitchen. Yay!
Well, this one is from Father Stephen Wara. He says, I have prayed for and wished a blessed, happy Easter to my very dear and loved ones, as well as to everyone else near and far. The joy of Easter, he says, is not only about my immediate tiny environment and my small circle of family and friends, but it fills and radiates the whole world. And so, on that same note, I wish our own darling Susan Owensby, Michael, sweet Fitzpatrick, Erwin Rom, and our entire RFI English Service family all over the world a very happy Easter season. Well, thank you indeed, Father Stephen. Raja Ketun fulfilled her religious duties. She completed the 5 daily prayers, or namaz, and Tahiha Saleh did all of her homework. Her sister Tasneem, as well as Jobayanda Akhtar Jai, wrote that they tried to talk less. Malik Mohammed Metab Kokar donated to an NGO, and Mizanur Rahman distributed saris among the poor. Yes, Mizanur, a very good thing to do.
These four men all did something good for themselves. Sajjad Hossein ironed all his clothes. Feels good when it's done, doesn't it? Rashidu Zaman succeeded in waking up at a proper hour. That's really hard for me too, Raju. And Mohammed Likon spent less time on social media. Bravo, Mohammed. Saleh Likon said that he started walking to work. Good for your body and good for the environment.
Remember, everyone, this week's bonus question is, what is the one piece of advice you would like to give to humanity at large? And our thanks to Muhammad Salim Akhtar from District Chiniot in Pakistan for suggesting the question. If you have an idea for a bonus question, send it to us at The Sound Kitchen, all one word, no spaces, at rfi.fr.
That's it for today's Listener's Corner. Thanks, everyone, for participating. And a special thanks to Sweet Fitz for hanging out in the kitchen with us.
It's always good to be here and smell the cooking.
Susan Owensby, The Sound Kitchen, Radio France International.
Okay, my friends, it's time to clear the table and wash the dishes. Thanks for joining us in the Sound Kitchen, and keep those cards, letters, emails, and text messages coming. Many, many thanks to our sound engineer, Erwan Rome, for his input and his mixing mastery. And thanks to you for listening. Be sure and tune in next Saturday to hear the answer to the question about the dividend arbitrage trading scheme in France and across Europe. The Sound Kitchen podcast is ready for you every Saturday on the RFI English website, rfienglish.com, or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Susan Owensby. Be well, do good work, be kind, and stay in touch. And stay safe, my friends. And Eid Mubarak for all of you who are celebrating the end of the fasting month of Ramadan. I'll play you out with music from Erwan, our sound engineer, who's also a musician, and also my good pal, because this week he's chosen music close to my heart, conjunto music from the Mexico-Texas border, La Frontera, as we call it. And you'll hear the stars, the godfathers of Tejano Ranchero music, the duet Maya y Cantú. The two singers accompanied themselves. Jesus Maya played the bajo sexto, which is a Mexican string instrument from the guitar family, and Timoteo Cantú, the accordion. They were huge stars in the 1940s, and even, can you love them even more, they even had their own radio show on XEDF out of Nuevo Laredo, which my parents listened to. Erwan chose their corrido, Pedro Nevares. A corrido is a ballad, usually about oppression, criminals' lives, cowboys, shootouts, heroic deaths, a form that was wildly popular during the Mexican Revolution, became the form for Tejano, that's Texan in Spanish, Tejano conjunto music, and it's still quite popular today. Pedro Nevares was a bandito, a bandit, who raided mule trains of silver in New Mexico and Texas on their way down to the Spanish in Mexico City and hid them in a cave. Many are those who searched for the hidden treasure. Nevares was eventually caught and executed, and this is his story. I hope you like it. Sure sounds like home to me. Enjoy, and thanks again, Erwan, for another musical adventure. Talk to you all next week.
Señores, tengan presente lo que les voy a cantar. Pedro Nevares me lo acaban de anunciar. En Monterrey se paseaba de pistola y carabina, en compañía de otros hombres robó en Santa Catarina. De pronto comunicaron te reía al instante. Ahí salió la policía, al frente su comandante. Echaron el carro a andar derecho a la fechoría. Nevares dice a Martín, en mi casa hay policía. Se agarraron a balazos, Nevares les pega un grito. Aquí traigo mi pistola para divertirnos tantito. Decía la niña Nevares como queriendo llorar. Pa' que maten a mi padre, trabajo les sabe dar. Reprende la retirada Nevares un poco herido. Vámonos pa' Monterrey porque aquí se hemos perdido. Se agarraron a balazos, varios tiros disparó. Pero una bala contraria la vida le arrebató. Ya con esta me despido al pie de verde rosa.